You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, but unfortunately today is Stinky Talk Radio. I decided to kind of put an air freshener in the studio, you know, because sometimes I bring the animals down and, you know, little potty box. And, you know, sometimes I, you know, eat too many burritos. So I thought I'd help everybody out in the studio and I'd put an air freshener in over the last day or two. But it is so girly smelling right now. I mean, it smells like lavender, floral, flower, blossom. Remember? Remember, our moms would buy the bathroom spray, right? So dad, you know, our dads would be in the potty for about 30 minutes. And then when he came out, your mom would spray the Glade or spray the bathroom spray, right? And so not only was the flowery rose garden stuff putrid, but now it's mixed with poo-poo smell. And it was like the most disgusting thing. I mean, I would have just rather, she said, go outside and play for 2 hours rather than us try to breathe the combo of the Glade and the, I would even spray some Pledge into it. I didn't care. So I want to apologize to everybody at the studio. And if any of you guys could smell this through your radio, it's some lavender fluorescent something. And I'm about to barf. It's just too girly. I mean, I think as girly as the rest of them. I mean, I do like girl things. I think jewelry are pretty and purses are pretty. Not that I ever had a man, you know, buy me some. My husband doesn't listen to this show, so he's going to forget our anniversary again. And then, you know, it's going to be like a bowling ball or something. He bought me waiters once. My husband bought me waiters, right? I'm like, is it because my butt's big? He's like, no, you could go fly fishing with me. Waiters, really? Really? Just give me a gift certificate. Let me buy whatever I want. This is ridiculous. So, anyway, but still, I mean, I think I'm still girlish, okay? I'm not a tomboy. But I have to admit, you know, I like cologne, like men's cologne. I wouldn't wear men's cologne, but I like the smell. But, you know, what's interesting is if I want to buy my husband a gift, you don't buy a man cologne. We've talked about this on Valentine's Day. You know, what do I get my husband? You know, guys don't want to smell nice and cologne-y. The whole cologne market for men is really for the woman. I mean, if you ask a guy, do they want to spritz themselves up in some musky cougar obsession something, they're going to say heck to the no. They like the smell of gym, and they like the smell of their old shirts. They don't like that stuff. But girls, we buy our husbands or we buy our men cologne as a gift. Really, we're doing that for us. So I guess then men can do the same thing. You know, they'll buy us, you know, fancy underwear or I don't know. There's a lot of things, but I got to keep it clean. I know there's some family. This is a family show. But, you know, guys usually buy us gifts for them. Girls do the same. But anyway, ladies, if you really want to get your man something, you know, get him like a NFL subscription or where he can see the fights, things like that. You know, you have to pay extra on cable. Do something like that. My husband just wants the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. He said, just buy me that. Buy me the Sports Illustrated subscription and make sure it includes the swimsuit section. That's what he wants. He doesn't want cologne. Anyway, so this place is going to kind of smell. If you hear me gag a little bit, that's why. All right, what do we got to talk about? Oh, my gosh, you can't breathe. All right, so this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got lots of things to talk about today. I look at our article. See, I'm supposed to, you know, radio hosts are supposed to do things a certain way. I know you think I just sit here and ad lib the whole time, right? And I'm just pulling stuff out of the sigmoid. I'm not doing that. There's actually a plan. You come up with a show map. You come up with an outline. So I'm supposed to excite you all with the stories of the day, by putting them in order of excitability. And unfortunately, I messed up the order. So I'm looking at right here. Here's an article we're going to talk about how blood type may affect your survival after having a bypass surgery. So if some of you are AB blood, some of you are O blood, some of you are A blood or B blood, I'll tell you if you're going to die or not. All right, so that's one story. That's a good story. All right. Also interesting is there's a man in Las Vegas that has a 100-pound scrotum. One of his scrotums has and testicles has just swollen up to about 100 pounds, and he doesn't have enough money to get it fixed, so we're going to talk about that. And then there's going to be some new guidelines out for ADD children. I guess we're allowed to now medicate our kids at age 4. 4 years old? Really? 4 years old? I don't think I like that. I'm not really excited about medication, but we're going to talk about ADD and four-year-olds. It's just getting worse. And your hairdresser may actually save your life. So tip them well. So we got a lot to talk about. And if I organize my papers in time, I was so busy dealing with the air freshener, I'll tell you about a few more stories. So for what do you expect? Really? Really? Do you really think a doctor is that organized? Just because we see patients and we make time manage ourselves and, you know, look at the billing and go through filing and look at patients' results, that doesn't mean we make good radio hosts when it comes to organizing our thoughts. Please. All right. Our phone number, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also taking your emails at drdalia.com, drdaliah.com. And, of course, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I apologize. I haven't tweeted in the past 2 hours. Apparently, there's a German satellite falling to Earth now as well. Remember we had that whole satellite thing a week or two ago, right? But it was a NASA satellite. Well, now the German Rotogen satellite called ROSAT, ROSAT, is expected to plummet to Earth this week. What is going on with these satellites? Now, I'm a doctor. I don't know much about astrology and astronomy and NASA and German satellites, but isn't a satellite supposed to orbit? Right? Satellites are supposed to orbit, and if it orbits, it's not supposed to fall. Well, apparently this sucker is supposed to be plunging to Earth. It's a 2.4 metric ton X-ray space observatory. Why are these things falling out of the sky? Hope it's not Armageddon. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. If any of you are able to listen to us live or are listening to us throughout the country, you have Genesis Communications Network to thank. GCN Live is actually streaming our show online live, as well as giving it to XM Satellite for those of you listening on XM and multiple affiliates. So, yes, I want to thank, and you all can thank Genesis Communications Network. Well, what do you mean smack them upside the head? Really? The show's that bad? Really? Really? No, thank them. Come on, you're learning something. I think we've got Kyle in the house. George has been working on the bumper music. We've got a lot of good stuff going on, and so I'm just so grateful that I'm a part of the GCN team. Okay, let's talk about this. Blood type may affect heart bypass rate. Okay, so some of you know your blood type, right? And if you don't, learn it. All right, some of us are type A blood, some of us are type B blood, some of us are type O blood, and then some of us are type AB blood. Remember, you get two genes, one from the mom, one from the dad. If dad gives you an O and mom gives you an A, you're A blood. If mom gives you an A, dad gives you a B, you're AB. If you get two O's, you're O blood, all right? And then you're B, type B, that's a B and an O or a B and a B. You know, if your dad gave you a B and your mom gave you a B, B, B. You know, honestly, I think my mom gave me double D, but that's neither here nor there. Fact, I'm a type B, probably for big booty. That's why I'm type B blood. But anyway, all right. So, so the point to this, all right, they say patients with AB blood type, so AB the combo, are 20% less likely to die after heart bypass surgery than those that either have A, B, or type O. But get this, if you guys are type O, you're actually really screwed, because they say type O blood may be at greater risk for bleeding and blood transfusions after surgery. I have never heard this. Now, they think there could be a hemophilia protein, the von Willebrand protein, all right, that is more associated with group O blood, type O. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, which is the better blood type to have? Honestly, they're all fine. You know, I know there's that book, Eat by Your Blood Type, which is really, really cool. I don't think there's been any studies that if you're a type B, you're going to die before a type A. I don't think, you know. Of course, when you have the universal donor and universal recipient, somebody with AB blood type is pretty lucky. Because they could get anybody's blood. They could get A blood, they could get B blood, they could get O blood, and AB blood type could get any, you know, they could get anybody's blood if they needed. So we always thought if you were AB, you were lucky. Whereas if you were type O blood, you could only receive O blood. Do you guys remember the A-Team where Mr. T was mad because he had type O blood and the only blood he could receive was Murdoch's, and he really hated Murdoch's, the fool, right? He got so mad, he's like, I'm not going to get the fool's blood, I'm going to turn to a fool, I don't want the fool's blood, or whatever he said. But anyway, on the A-Team, remember, he was type O, so he could only receive O blood. Yet, if you have O blood, you're a universal donor. You can give O blood to an ABAB. So if you're an O, that's great, we love you. I mean, we kiss your feet because you could donate blood. It's just you're kind of screwed because you can't receive everybody's blood. You can only receive O blood, which is why, you know, whenever there's a surgery, it may not be a bad idea for you to donate your own blood and have it ready on standby. But usually there's still enough blood in big cities. Smaller cities, you know, you may want to talk to your doctor. But that's very interesting. I've never heard that somebody with AB blood type are going to have a better chance of surviving heart bypass surgery than someone with type O. I mean, and it has nothing to do with the amount of transfusion blood that's available. So that's kind of interesting stuff. So what do you do? Well, there's nothing you could do. I mean, you really can't change. You really, you can't change your blood type. I mean, that's a hard part about listening to my show. the only hard part about listening to my show. You know, we get these studies out. And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? Okay, so Dahlia, great. You're telling me that I'm AB, or no, I'm type O, so I'm screwed. What am I supposed to do with that? What I would do with that is if there is a chance that you guys could have the von Willebrand factor or a propensity towards hemophilia and you're type O, maybe get checked. All right. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's going to cost too much money, Dr. Dahlia. Obamacare won't pay for it. Well, you know, Obamacare isn't in effect now. If any of you are type O's, you're a little concerned about the study, maybe you could ask your doctor to see if you have a bleeding issue. And they don't have to run the fancy expensive test. There's a very simple test, blood test, that could see if you have easy bleeding. It's called your PT-PTT. Why not? All right, it's a thought. All right. I mean, another study came out today saying kids absorb more radiation from cell phones than adults. Study just released said kids absorb twice as much radiation from cell phones. I could swear I saw something that said 10 times. They might have been talking about the bone marrow. But, children have thinner skulls. Their bodies are smaller. They have higher metabolism. Now, we all know that. We all figured if there is any sort of radioactive issue, children are going to pick it up more. We know that. That's nothing new. But, again, this is just another one of those studies. Going, what are we supposed to do? Not let our kids use a cell phone? You're going to notice this week there's going to be a little bit more news coming out about cell phones. Okay? They debunked the myth that cell phones cause cancer, even though that study last year said there was an increase in gliomas, which are brain tumors, and acoustic neuromas. Then other studies came out saying we're fine, don't worry about it. But here's my thing, okay? I think we do a little too much electronics. I really do. You know, I mean, we're in front of the computer all the time. We're always on our smartphones. I wouldn't be surprised if there's something kooky with it. So I've already told you all what I do. I use my, landline whenever I can, or I have the phone on speaker, or now I have the Bluetooth So, I mean, I don't have anything sticking on my ear. I still don't know how to use that, and I don't want anything by my ear. But I talk to my car. I'm sitting there in my car talking to myself because we have a no cell phone rule in Nevada right now. So, you know, I just kind of do everything with caution. Honestly, I really don't think your children need to be using a cell phone. If your 8-year-old is talking to every girlfriend they have on the cell, something, they don't need to do that. So what I would do is I would just limit their cell phone use to maybe no more than 15 minutes a day or something till they could figure this stuff out. Okay? I mean, I haven't seen any cases. I have not seen any cases of a child having a brain tumor from a cell phone. I haven't seen that because I'm sure if there was a case, it would be all over. But do they really need to be on the cell phone, really? You know, shouldn't they be doing their homework? Shouldn't they be doing chores? Why aren't these kids doing chores? My kids have watched every single SpongeBob SquarePants episode out there. And the only reason why I know this, I don't watch it with them, is I have the shows memorized when I hear them in the background. Why aren't the kids doing chores? I bet half of you listening to me right now, your kids and grandkids don't have chores. I bet. Well, Dr. Dahlia, things are different than when we were younger. No, they aren't. The toilet's still dirty. The carpet's still dirty. The rugs still need to be, you know, shaken and beaten outside, you know, to get the dust off. No, dirt is still the same. Whether it was the 1920s, the 1950s, the 1980s, or now, dirt is still the same. The kids could help. Oh, but, you know, their self-esteem, you know, let them play with their friends on YouTube and on Facebook. No, get them to work. When we're going to be coming back from break, we're going to be talking about they now have lowered the age at which we could diagnose ADD in kids. And it's a little scary because I don't want more of these kids on medications. I'd like to get most of these kids off medications, if you don't mind. I'd like to, you know, do the opposite. All right, so we're going to talk about that coming after break, right? And I also want to talk about now, you know, you guys heard in the news this mother that lost the Missouri infant. The Missouri infant was supposedly abducted. The Kansas City 11-month-old Lisa Irwin. Well, I guess mom admitted today she was drunk. Okay, mom was drunk. When they asked her, when they interviewed her, well, why were you drinking? She's like, well, I'm allowed grown-up time. The kid was asleep. Just because your child is asleep upstairs or in the bedroom, okay, doesn't mean you could drink and black out or whatever. But she admitted to being drunk. And then when she was asked, did she black out, she said she doesn't know. She goes, the kid was asleep? That's ridiculous. When my kids were asleep, I still check on them, make sure they're breathing. You know, I mean, if I had to feed them, I wouldn't want to be drunk and accidentally give them a White Russian instead of their milk. Right? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, parents, I don't know what they're thinking. They think that you could drink and when the kid's asleep? No, you can't. Remember, once your child is born, your life, you're done, okay? I mean, no drinking, no having fun. I mean, yes, maybe you could get a babysitter and go out. But, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I call the babysitter all the time. I'm always calling the babysitter. Mom, wake up. Answer the phone, wake up. Ha-ha, mom, yep. I mean, I just because you're out doesn't mean you get to turn them on. Look, if you're a mom in it for life. Okay, maybe when they move out of the house and they're going partying, you know, and you're all depressed and you have an empty house, yeah, maybe you could drink, you know. But really, you got a baby. You got an infant and you have no problem getting drunk? Scary. All right, we're coming up on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. That's 1-877-362-3254. All right. So some of you have probably heard Juliana Rancic, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, was just diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, she's only 36 years old, same age as Christina Applegate. Now, there's been some controversy. Did she get breast cancer because she had in vitro fertilization? And, you know, no, I've never really heard of IVF treatments causing breast cancer or increasing risk. But it was very interesting that she was screened earlier than age 40. Now, I've been going back and forth on this show, upset about the U.S. Task Force's recommendation of starting to screen at age 50, even though most doctors said, to heck with that, start at age 40. I don't start at age 40. I start at age 35. Between 35 and 40, I recommend at least one. Now, That's because we will pick up some rare breast cancers in young women. Now, even though I guess the statistics say there's only 5% of the cases of breast cancer happen before age 40, 5% is still kind of high. 1 in 20, that's still a kind of high number. So why can't people get a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40? Why not? Right? I'm sure Ms. Rancic is happy and Ms. Christina Applegate are happy that their cancer was found before age 40. Scary stuff. And the reason why I'm so cautious about it is my mom had a friend who was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer in her 40s, which means she probably had it in her 30s. I don't want to wait till I'm 40. I already had a breast cancer scare. Now, in today's news, they said 1 in 2 women will have a false alarm from a yearly mammogram. In fact, many of the articles say more than half of healthy women will have a false positive result, right, over a 10-year period if they go for yearly mammograms, a false positive. Now, I cannot stand that term, false positive. It is not a false positive. You want to know what a false positive is? A false positive is, let's say you go in for a pregnancy test. The test comes up positive. It gives you that positive sign, and you're not pregnant. That is a false positive. Mammograms do not give you a false positive. Mammograms do not say you have cancer. They don't. Okay? I cannot stand them using the term false positive. Mammograms cannot give you a false positive because mammograms are not allowed to say that you have cancer. All they're allowed to say is you have some calcium deposits. You have some speculation. You have an area that may be suspicious. Okay? But it can't, they cannot say you have cancer or not. Now, what the doctor chooses to do with that, should they do an ultrasound? Should they maybe take a sample and do a biopsy? But if these are true false positives, that means someone's telling you you have cancer, you start undergoing cancer treatment, and you never had cancer. That is the true meaning of false positive. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you know what they mean. That's just semantics. No. No, no, no. This isn't semantics. I am tired of this because I have patients come in saying, no, I don't want mammograms because they give false positives. No, they don't. They don't give false positives. Okay? Like a false positive would be you have normal cholesterol. You take a blood test and your cholesterol, it comes out 400. You recheck and your cholesterol is really 180. Okay? A 400 number of cholesterol is a false positive saying you have high cholesterol. Mammograms do not say you have cancer. They don't do that. They can't. All it says is something looks a little funny, and I would recommend you look at it. And I'm going to tell you, I think that's a good approach. Okay? Most of the breast cancers we find early aren't the big, huge lumps. Okay? Terms of endearment, where Deborah Winger had a lump under her arm, that's not when you want to find breast cancer. Okay? You want to find the breast cancer when it's barely noticeable. So, of course, you're going to get a mammogram, and maybe it'll cause some alarm because these radiologists are programmed to look for anything that's suspicious because if they miss it and your breast cancer shows up 4 or 5 months late or 4 or 5 years later, they're going to go back and look at all your old mammograms and go, there it was, there it was, there it was. I guess there's a doctor right now in the UK who, I guess, finally lost his license. They said the doctor failed to spot breast cancer. Right, let me hold on. Got this article here. Which is this? This is Dr. Glenn Anthony Kelly has been suspended on full pay for the last 2 years, saying apparently 61 unfortunate patients in his care eventually died of breast cancer. Oh, no, I'm sorry, two. Sorry, two of his 61 unfortunate patients. I don't know what happened to the other 59. But, I mean, doctors are not allowed to miss cancer, okay? Patients don't tolerate that well. They don't. They don't. Radiologists get sued left and right for missing breast cancers. Right? Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, if you do them every year, there's going to be a lot of false alarms. Listen, if you have something that looks a little funny, okay, we could only do so much. We're humans. Okay? I mean, people now expect, the highest of technology. I mean, now that they can do double hand transplants, they can do face transplants, people want to take a blood test that tells them they have cancer or not. Or they want a quick scan saying, there it is, you got cancer. Yes, we have PET scans, we have MRIs, we have CT scans. We have some pretty fancy schmancy stuff. But what we don't have with our mammograms is the ability, cost effectively, to MRI everybody or do some sort of a nuclear scan instead of a mammogram to look for breast cancer. So we got to use a mammogram, and a mammogram is like an X-ray. That's the best we got, people. That's the best we got right now. True, you could get an MRI, but in terms of a screen, the mammogram is the best we got. So if the doctor says there's something that may look a little kooky, then you as a patient and I as a doctor have options. We can ultrasound you. We could get a biopsy. We could watch and wait, see if it grows, and take another mammogram 3 to 6 months later. But you have options. So I am sick and tired of seeing these articles try to make a case for doing less mammograms because they're worried about false positives. That is baloney. You don't get a false positive from a mammogram. You may get a, you know, maybe a false alarm, all right? There may be an alarm, but it's not a false alarm, all right? You know, a false positive, like I said, with the pregnancy example, is where you are honest to God not pregnant, and your pregnancy test came out positive. That is a false positive, a false alarm. Somebody having an abnormal area on the mammogram, there's nothing false about it. There's something on the mammogram that looks a little funny. Okay? There's nothing false about it. You could have something suspicious and then be, you know, relieved that it turned out to be nothing. But get this whole false positive, false alarm out of your minds. Because you're going to start listening to these articles going, oh, yeah, maybe I could skip it because I don't want to be psychologically toiled with. Really, people? Really? I'm going to tell you what's psychologically toiling. Being told you have cancer, that's stage 2, stage 3, or that's what's psychologically toiling. Okay? I've had breast biopsies. I've had multiple mammograms and ultrasounds, and all I could say is I am so grateful that I'm able to get these tests. I'm very grateful. Could they miss breast cancer with me? Yes, they could. But at least I won't be kicking myself saying I was lazy and I didn't get tested. All right? Or I was trying to find a cop-out. So just everybody get your act together. All right. Now, speaking of something very, very kooky, I'm a little worried about this guy. There's a Las Vegas man that lives in Las Vegas, who has a 100-pound scrotum. All right? Now, we've seen scrotums grow this size when you get elephantitis. Elephantitis is where you get this huge deformity either in your legs or in your arms, or you can get scrotal elephantitis from a sort of bacterial infection. And you could get it when you go, to Africa. But he's never been out of the country. So they don't know. They don't know why this happened to him. He said he heard it in 2008 where he rolled over and he twisted it, and then it just grew. I'm thinking it's cancer. I'm thinking he has some sort of a testicular cancer. Anyway, he needs to raise money. He says $1 million. I don't know why it's going to cost $1 million, but it looks like they're going to have to do transplants, et cetera. So go to benefitballsack@yahoo.com. I swear, that's his email, benefitballsack@yahoo.com, if you want to help. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's right. Guys, you got a boogie on this show. Honestly, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. No sleeping. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you may want to tip your hairdresser a little bit more because apparently your hair salon stylist, hairdresser, I want to make sure I'm not using a politically incorrect term. I think you could say hairstylist, right? I mean, I know we use the hairdresser, but think hairstylist, right? These are the people, the only people really looking at your scalp on a day today basis. And they said that 40% of hair professionals surveyed said they actually look for suspicious lesions on their customers' scalps. They actually look for it, not just out of the blue, not just, you know, out of the blue and, Kyle, I love it. Kyle says we call his hairstylist. Although, Kyle has the Yul Brynner look, which I think is very, very sexy. All right. So it's not just, I hit my comb upon something. These are people that actually literally look at the scalp. Now, they said overall 37.1% of hairdressers said they have looked at more than 50% of the customer's scalps to screen for suspicious spots during the preceding month, and 30% looked at their necks. All right. Now, it's interesting because some of them, it's a little intimidating. You know, when I start to look, and I'm a doctor, you know, when I look at people's heads and scalps and the ears, you know, the tops of the ears, when the tops of the ears are very flaky, that could be some precancerous lesions like actinic keratosis. And I know patients don't like to listen, or not and even patients, but I mean, I can just imagine if you're sitting there getting your hair done, you know, and then you're told, gosh, there's something that looks funny. That's going to freak you out. And then you have to go to the doctor, et cetera. But I got to tell you something. We had there was a lawyer in town, kind of a colleague of ours who we worked with. And he actually died of melanoma. And he had this big lesion at the base of his skull, right as the skull's going into his neck. And you almost wonder, did his barber, did his hairstylist say anything to him? You know, I mean, it's very difficult for us to look at the back of our heads. Now, let's say you cut your hair yourself or you do the bowl thing at your house, put the bowl on your head. Then you really should have a dermatologist do a skin cancer screen once a year. Honestly, we all should have the dermatologist do a skin cancer screen, have them take a look at the hair. But it's amazing how a lot of us, we're busy as physicians or we're busy in the doctor's office, that nobody really looks to see if you have a melanoma or something kooky. We've talked about what melanoma could look like, dark, big, different colors, abnormal borders, funny-looking mole, bleeding, et cetera. And it's scary because melanoma can kill. So, you know, what I would do is, you know, next time you get your hair cut, say, look, if there's anything that looks kind of funny, any mole that looks funny, let me know, and I'll get it checked. Or hand your hairdresser the phone and have them take a picture of it, okay? Just have them take a picture of it so you can see it because you can't see the back of your head. I try to see the back of my head. I don't like to look at my hair because then I see the gray and I get depressed. And then, you know, go to your doctor. Have them take a look at your scalp. If not, you know, you could send me the picture, but keep in mind I'm probably going to still send you to your doctor. All right? Okay. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know it's a good show. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? If I don't toot my own horn, nobody else will toot for me. I'm going to toot away. All right, here we go. Pediatricians release new guidelines for ADHD. Children can now be diagnosed with ADHD as early as age 4, which means parents, if you can't handle your kids, you can now dope them up at age 4. Congratulations. Congratulations. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Okay, I see what they mean. I get it. I get it. All right. We shouldn't just start screening these kids when they're school age. There's ways to tell if the kid has ADD earlier. And we're going to talk about in the next hour of the show, you know, signs of ADHD and what we do, et cetera. All right. So I don't want to be too redundant, but we'll go a little bit more into detail with that. So I get it. I mean, right now they say 1 in 10 children have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's a lot. And it makes sense because if you diagnose a 6-year-old, you can pretty much pick up on a history where the 4-year-old was kind of fidgety, you know, running around the place and not listening, et cetera. It just, my gosh, really 10% of our population is ADD? Really? 10%? You know, I mean, have we always been 10%? Or, you know, as we as parents, grandparents, and teachers, not cracking the whip, figuratively. I don't want anybody using a whip. No. That's only for us adults. Now, so, you know, what do we do? I mean, I remember when my mom, you know, when it was dinner time and I wanted to get up or I wanted to go pee or I wanted to talk or dad's talking at the table, mom's talking, we're at the dinner table, you sit and shut up. You know, sit down and shut up. That was the most common thing in our house said to us. It wasn't, I love you. It wasn't, oh, you know, you're going to be a doctor one day or on the radio. No, sit down and shut up. Dolly, sit down and shut up. Even before I said anything, you know, because I'd kind of wander as a little kid into the kitchen, you know, kind of look around, picking my nose. Dolly, sit down and shut up. I mean, it was almost like a preemptive, and I would. And I sat down at the dinner table quiet. That's just what you did. You shut up and ate. Also, it was bad to talk while you eat. One, it was rude, but two, you could choke. My kids now at the dinner table, they get up, they go to their phones, they don't like what I have to say when I'm giving them a guilt trip, so they storm off. Oh, I couldn't do that growing up, no way. If I stormed off because I didn't like what my mama said, I wouldn't have legs. There's no way. No way you couldn't be allowed to do that. And then when my kids do talk, they start arguing, and then they spit food at each other when they're talking. I'm worried about choking hazards. We do things differently. Now, I'm not saying all ADD could be controlled in the home. I'm not saying that. I understand some kids do need medication. Some kids need therapy. But, wow, if a four-year-old has to go on medication, something's wrong. And, like, we're going to kind of dive a little bit deeper into this in the next hour. And we will probably play a replay of the show. So some of you guys don't miss it. I know it's so anxiety producing to think you guys can miss just 1 hour of the show. But, when you start a child on a medication, you have to come up with a plan on when you're going to take the child off the medication. Most parents and providers don't talk about that. Like, let's start on the medication and see how they do. Oh, 6 months later, he's doing well. Let's do a refill. 1 year later, 2 years later, yeah, he's doing well. Yeah, let's do a refill. All right. When is the discussion on when we take them off the medication? Well, I like to bring that discussion up. I bring that discussion up when the child is in, sixth grade, seventh grade. I'm like, we're going into high school. You've been on this medicine for many years. Oh, I can't. We're going into high school. I'm going to have SATs. I'm going to have PSATs. I'm going to have to get ready for medical school, the MCATs. That's not the time to go off the medicine. High school's harder than grade school. All right. So then, they go through high school. Now it's college time. Okay. You got through high school. Can we take you off the medication now? Well, no. You can't. I need to go to college. I need to get through college. All right. So then they go through college. Maybe they go to medical school, law school, whatever. Then you're like, can we take off the medication now? No. I have a board meeting. When do you take them off the medication? There's no plan. And starting the kid at 4 years old. Wow. I get it. It wouldn't be a bad idea to look for the signs and symptoms. And maybe start coming up with some interventions early. That I actually like. I like that idea. Before they go to school, try and diagnose them. That I like. But medicating the four-year-old, no. Four-year-olds are supposed to be running around, banging into the walls, kind of looking at you with googly eyes. That's just what they do. I mean, I was not able to have a grown-up conversation with my kids at 4 years old. Okay, it was farting sounds, it was, Elmo, I'm not expecting them to sit down and have any sort of attention span at age four. But I do like the idea of identifying a child early, so I don't think that's bad. Let them see their doctor. Not a bad idea. But I don't know. Just I don't like medications. I don't like them. I mean, I like cholesterol medications, I like blood pressure medication, I like heart medications, but a medication to make them sit down and listen to you. Maybe I need to medicate you guys so you sit down and listen to my show. I saw you fidgeting. All right. For those of you that are still on the highway, we got another hour coming up. If this is your exit, you all be safe, drive safe, eat healthy, be safe, and tune in tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.